Edward Said, a Columbia University professor, literary critic, and a leading advocate in the United States of the Palestinian cause, has died. He was 67, born in 1935 in Jerusalem. Said spent almost all his adult life in the United States. He gained worldwide attention for his writings on the Palestinian cause. Joining us to talk about Edward Said is Khaled Abu Al-Fadl, a visiting professor of law at Yale and a member of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. Welcome, Professor.
Hello, Walt. I'm pleased to be with you.
How did a comparative literature professor become such a figure of attention and controversy in the United States for the Palestinian cause?
Well, he's written a couple of very, very influential books, one on the Palestinian issue called The Palestine Question. It was a very influential book. And he's also written, although he himself was not a Muslim, he wrote a book called Orientalism and another called Covering Islam, which were very influential in the critical discourses on the Islamic tradition.
There were many moments when he was seen in the United States by the general public as somewhat of a divisive figure. Do you think he was an effective representative for the Palestinian cause here in the United States?
Effective is difficult to define, but I would say this. His intellectual contributions were no doubt enormous. His own psychological inclinations, he was a hot-headed person. He would get very emotional and very fervent about what he believed to be the truth. I think that Edward Said has affected the academia and intellectual discourses on Islam, Palestine, and even literary criticism in permanent ways. Perhaps his political decision-making, his sort of the sagaciousness of his politics, left something to be desired, but his intellect was different.
Let's dwell on that for just a moment. He was critical of the Oslo peace agreement, and in the early 90s he broke with Yasser Arafat.
Yes.
Why did he do that?
Well, it was Yasser Arafat. There were several reasons, but prime among them was that he saw Yasser Arafat as despotic, as an authoritarian person who excluded competing points of view. He also preferred, instead of an independent Palestinian nation, he preferred a one-nation solution, in which would involve changing the character of Israel from...
Professor, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm sorry. Thank you for being with us. Khaled Abu Al-Fadl is a member of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom.